Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. Before we get started with this week's episode, a couple of quick updates. First, I definitely want to make sure everyone remembers that now is the best time to be able to go and get your tickets for the extra events going on with PopCon. You've got the Captain Marvel screening over on March 7th. Remember, you can go and get those tickets for $20. That includes a t-shirt. There, they will be doing a cosplay contest and a couple other things as well for some great prizes, as well as March 22nd for the cosplay ball. So I'd love to be able to see all you guys out over there. I know that we're planning on being out over there, so just the more the merrier, that'd be great. Next in line, I definitely want to go and do a huge shout out to our Patreon backers. You all have been so great with understanding some of the different things that we've had going on, and we love being able to see more faces and more names growing on this. So it's the best way to be able to go and help us out right now. So I want to go and give a special shout out to Brandon Peck, Dorkside Cookies, George L. Koser, Miles Cortez, Ray Gill, Ryan Bielik, Sammy LeMay, Stephanie Sooty Stork, The Dwarf, Tyler Jones, and Whitney. Thank you guys so much for all of your awards. For those of you that are in the $5 and $10 tiers, you should have gotten your prints and stickers over the weekend. If you didn't, feel free to go and give me a quick message, and I'll make sure that that I go and I get those out to you. Speaking of those prints and stickers, if you all are not signed on to our Patreon, but you still want to be able to go and get those same prints and stickers, we're going to start offering them a couple of weeks after the month closes for the Patreon rewards. So if you want to be able to go and get them sooner and a little bit at a cheaper price, you can sign up through our Patreon. But if you don't want to go and do that, but you still want those stickers and those prints, swing on over to our website as far as this Friday, and you'll be able to go and be able to purchase these stickers and the prints as well. Like I said, it's probably going to be a little bit more, and you won't be able to go and get those until a few weeks after everyone on Patreon gets theirs. But still wanted to go and make those available to you guys. Some people had asked when they might be able to go and be able to get theirs if we weren't offering them on Patreon. So there you go. That's roughly about it. We do have the Patreon appreciation stream. That will be, I believe that's next Saturday, the 23rd, that we're going to be doing that. It should go on from about 10 in the morning till about 6 p.m., possibly a little bit later. We're still kind of getting the last little bits of the schedule cleared up. We've got most of the rewards in hand, so we're really looking forward to those. We should have a full schedule and a full breakdown, hopefully by this weekend. So definitely check our social media pages as well as the website, and we'll get those out to you. So that's about it for the announcements. More to come later, but for now, let's get into this week's episode. So we're back to the normal cast: myself, Brandon, Carly, and Ray. This episode definitely had a lot of fun, although you're going to hear me kind of pop in and out of this episode. I've been fighting a cold probably for about the last 2-3 weeks, and it was kicking me pretty hard. So sorry to everyone that you know is going to be missing me over on the episode, but I'll still be there for a little bit. I tried to go and turn down my microphone volume, so thus you weren't going to be hearing me kind of cough and hack into the microphone. So that's about it, but I definitely hope you guys enjoy this episode with all of us.
Welcome to this episode of the podcast, because I need to actually start this thing.
Dude, it's already...
There she goes.
There she goes again.
Hi.
We've had conversations about this. I don't even know anymore. Well, yes, thank you for keying in. I've had way too many drinks earlier today, so I'm gonna be a little off right now.
I thought it'd be out of your system by now.
Not quite. Drinks stick with me just a bit. I'm your host, Stefan. Sitting also on this panel, I have...
Ray.
Carly.
And Big Mouth Brandon.
Yes, we're back. Ah! I'm going to be coughing a lot, too. I'm going to be trying
yes.
to...
Yes. That's going to be fun to go through.
Is your mouth?
I usually win the marshmallow eating contest.
Were you talking about small marshmallows? Large?
Jumbo marshmallows.
Extreme large!
Oh, that would be a nice little short. See how everyone could do.
Maybe!
Be fun.
It would be interesting.
CB Life. See who can fit the most marshmallows in their mouth.
That actually could happen.
And go back to that bucket challenge. Try where we did the 90 thing.
Bucket.
I hate the fact that you just wanted to make the challenge right now.
we just don't like the challenge. How about the obstacle course?
Obstacle?
He can't speak. I'm slightly inebriated.
His big mouth is twisting.
1 year
his words.
Sober.
Yeah. Oh my god! Where's the whiskey? Let's get it in his eye.
No.
No, that was January.
No, that was February.
We recorded in January.
Actually, it was January, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We recorded in January. It was after Superhero Saturday because I had the gray in my hair.
That is true.
And that was a great. I had that video never was released, but I had to put that clip in the highlight video.
That video wasn't released?
Nope. February and August were ones that we lost.
I don't remember that.
You were
all.
Drunk.
You're not wrong. I was drunk then. I'm slightly drunk now.
I was drunk then, and I remember.
Oh, good for you. Shut up. Just shut up.
Wait, can you not, like, pop stuff?
No, I can pop things.
No, he moved his thumb on his nose and hit the mic.
So you're like... Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
He's coughing, he can't talk.
Excuse yourself?
No, I wish I could.
Excuse me.
I was going to say, like, Carly is always hitting the mic.
Well, yeah.
I mean, she can't take it on Brandon. It's, you know, rules.
It's a mix of people. It's a mix of people.
I'm keeping my hands below, so I'm not fidgeting.
I'm doing what I always do, which is doing this.
It's the grumpy dad pose.
So if I'm not gesturing all up over here, it's this.
You almost hit me.
But I did.
Every bone in your arm just
nope.
popped.
It was the same thing. It was the elbow each time. I felt it go...
Just like his knees.
My knees have been hurting so bad with this cold. Feels like there's fluid in underneath my kneecap.
Sure, it's not just oldism. Sorry.
No.
It stings, doesn't it?
Are you okay?
No, I'm just laughing because she tried laughing at me and it hurt her jaw because she just got a wisdom tooth taken out.
Yeah, I went and I like my cheeks puffed out and it was like,
oh. Got it removed so you could have a bigger mouth for more marshmallows.
That's what we're calling them now. Of course, they're white.
I got it out.
Creamy inside.
I have a joke, but it would come off as a little racist.
What, a burnt marshmallow?
No.
The extra jumbo?
No, just white stuff that comes out is white.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... Never mind. Anyways.
Yeah, so is it with aliens, or do they come out green?
No.
I'm glad that we've started this episode talking about, you know, sperm.
I was just going to say marshmallow goo.
Another word for it. Okay.
So when what was it? Last night or this morning, I go to kiss her, and she's like, ah.
What?
What? No, she's like, ah, it's like you got semen-encrusted lips.
Ew! What?
I was...
Nothing had happened.
Wait, why did you have semen-encrusted lips? No, I was like half awake, right? And he went to go kiss me, and he barely... And I was like, oh, your lips are sticky and salty. It tastes just like jizz. And he's just like, what? I'm just sitting there like,
So it's not a milk mustache.
You have to remember, I don't make sense when I'm half asleep.
Dude, you don't make sense when you're fully awake.
And now imagine how much worse it is.
Yeah, but are you ever awake?
Yes.
Like, squirrel, squirrel, squirrel.
That is called awake.
What am I supposed to do with that story?
Go long. It was a Hail Mary.
I think my hair hit the mic.
Okay, I'm glad that it was just, I think my hair hit the mic, and it could have been a lot worse. So.
Stop. Oh my god, those poor headphone users. Woman.
Yes. Yeah. Ever since we changed the format.
Child.
There we go. Well, I you know what? We're already a little bit into it. I'm at least just going to blanket it real quick. How have y'all been since? I'm sorry for missing out on a couple of recordings. The last few episodes, that audio was bad. I'm dying.
Hi, Diane. I'm Carly.
Speaking not so goodly.
Okay.
Anyway. Dang it! The audio was...
Anyways, the audio got super duper jacked up, so we didn't publish it. So yeah. We're sorry. We're back.
That is
oh my god. That's... Ow, that one hurts. Ow. Ow.
Red dead.
Okay. A year later, Stefan's on the floor again almost.
Is this what alcohol does to you?
No. Ow. I'm kind of cramping my abs.
Cramping the abs. It's a chest burster.
Okay, you guys keep on going on. I've got to basically swan sit real quick to get a shut up. Go ahead.
All right, so something major happened last week.
You became a bird dad.
No, that was actually, it's been 3 weeks. I became a bird daddy.
What was it, a parent?
Parent, yeah.
A parent.
So, you were saying last week?
Last week was the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch it.
I had to work, so I watched the highlights.
Generally, I will watch it for the commercials because I hate certain teams, and apparently all the commercials sucked.
Dude, they... After...
I was asleep.
After, what was it? Monkey puppy baby? Puppy monkey baby?
Oh, that
which
one?
Which, actually, I had a friend who dressed up like that for Halloween a couple years ago.
Was that, like, 10 years ago?
No. That was, like, 3-4 years ago?
Monkey baby.
Puppy monkey baby.
Puppy monkey. That was a weird thing.
Yeah, but that was like the last time I really paid attention to commercials. Most of the time I was just like even during the halftime, like I stopped watching the halftime. I would only just watch it for the game and then I'd go do some stuff or I'd go go to the gym real quick, run across the street and get my gym in for that day and come back before the game came back on.
I don't watch football. Football's boring as hell to me, honestly. So I didn't watch it.
You're boring to me.
I am boring.
Well, I didn't get home till like third quarter, fourth quarter, and it was still like 3-0.
Yeah, dude, it's been the lowest scoring
game in Super Bowl history.
Yeah,
it's like major
defense. The Pats have always been good about that.
They've always been really good as far as their defense. Dang it.
Go get water.
Belichick, the coach, always has something up his sleeve. In Belichick, we trust.
Wait, up his sleeve? Isn't that...
blaspheming words in this house.
Isn't that cheating to have something up your sleeve? Or?
But it's funny because he always cuts off his sleeves on his hoodies and like all of his attire.
Mm-hmm.
So
he started trying to show off his muscles.
No, he has no sleeves to have anything up, so it's really
it's a fake skin sleeve. Oh, there's a dog down. Hello, dog.
No, but like they always say that the Pats are always cheating. But look at this. This is the 6th Super Bowl ring Brady has gotten
from cheating.
No, no, not from
I don't really care. I like
Thanos has like, all the Infinity Stones.
I'm sorry. I've got my...
cheated and gotten close to the line of cheating, but I would say in the Super Bowl games, they've played played the straight line
it's
of
the
not
game
trying
leading
to
up.
It's the
cheat.
Games leading up. Like, they to get up to it. But in the actual Super Bowl, it's not like the Niners where they turn off the damn power and try and win like that. So it's not how we're doing it that way. But yeah, and then I guess the halftime show is Maroon 5, and Adam Levine took off his shirt.
And half the women are like, ah! And the other half are like,
dude, he's like from the 90s. I still love Maroon 5, but like...
Yeah, well, I guess like I was reading this thing is that he went to a tattoo shop and he just clicked or like opened up a page and says, I want that tattoo. And the artist was saying, those are all individual tattoos. He's like, no, I want this. And that's what his chest is all like different stock gifts or something or clip art.
God, that's so retarded.
Like I saw him with it and then like I occasionally see him on the Voice. Is that what he was on?
Yeah.
I was like going, dude, the tattoos don't match your persona whatsoever.
You know, I mean, it's fine if you're going to get tattoos for, like, fun. But not when you choose, like,
choose.
Tons. Yeah, when you choose tons of stupid tattoos that don't even... What'd you do?
Just keep talking.
Why is it buffering, like Carly's mind? You okay, man?
No. I took medication and
Stefan?
Yes. No.
Black on that side of the table, the shirt. White shirt.
Yep.
Oh, I already made that comment earlier, but
Ebony,
you guys were
high five.
I actually met a chick named Ebony. She was like a hitchhiker and I just gave her a ride to some random location that she said her mom worked at. She was like a 15-year-old on the highway trying to get a hitchhike. That was even dangerous just to even stop by and like pick her up. But I didn't want to have another, like I was what, like 17 at the time. She was like a very young 15-year-old.
You're gonna always meet random, very interesting people anytime you travel anywhere. So
yeah, dude.
At least that was just that way rather than like, yes, it was a guy. He was very awkward. Kept on staring at me. Brandished a knife all the time.
No, dude, but...
Why are you looking at me? I don't have a knife every time.
But you are a weird person.
And you're always staring at me. And you do have knives in your possession, not at the moment, but around.
There's knives in my car, yeah.
I have no weapons in this household anymore. Well, other than, like, bows and arrows and stuff like that.
For you go like this. Those are your weapons.
No, that one's real. I know. I'm very, like, it...
Bruh. I know, I just thought it was interesting that chick was named Ebony. I had some of the weirdest, craziest, insane experiences out in the Midwest.
They marry their cousins.
Well, that's... To anyone listening from the Midwest...
Say hello to your cousin for me.
Oh, God.
You're horrible.
It's a stereotype, just like Utah's got their stereotypes.
They're all true, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, so don't get offended for something that's true.
You're just the all-time douche bucket, ain't you?
I thought douche bucket, I just...
He's
an
a douche
ass.
Canoe.
So all,
I'm an ass.
All
just
stereotypes
swimming
are
through
true,
the doucheness.
Apparently.
Well, we've proven ahead. That you've got the ginormous dick that's like a shark that says...
What?
Apparently my dick says stuff, but...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's gotta be like...
Do I like rap music?
This is stereotypical.
Dang it. So I guess... That might go along with that.
I swear to God, say something about fried chicken Kool-Aid or watermelon.
No,
I have video evidence of it.
This had to do with Bell.
Right.
So I have video evidence.
I've got nowhere to stand on any of this. I can't swim. There we go. Stereotype broken.
Oh, you know what? The other
weren't
stereotype.
You a diver?
Yes.
And you have to swim to get to the surface and out of the pool?
Yes.
Therefore, yeah, you can swim.
I said that.
Oh, okay, you said I can't swim.
No, but wouldn't that also reinforce the other stereotype that you have that people of African and African-American descent?
What?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where you're going with
well,
this.
Well, I'm trying. No, let's just, I'm trying not
let's
to
get
just...
get it out.
You always put me in this weird... You always put me in this weird, like the whole thing was splits.
Can you do the splits?
Not in jeans and barely anymore.
Yeah, but you did it at the party.
I was also stretching actively then. I'm not stretching anymore.
Stretching for whom?
My wife.
Who else?
It's not for me.
It's for a dumb joke, dork.
I'm stretching. Look. Nope. She's right there.
She's probably got the baby monitor on listening in.
No, she specifically said that it was not on.
Oh, you sure?
It's on. I totally called it.
I'm not saying a word. I'm not saying a word until the wire stops.
But just unplug it.
Then it's going to beep. And then she'll know that I unplugged it.
Turn so. It down.
It won't work.
So because you were a...
diver?
Well, you were a diver, but you were also like a...
Black man.
Gymnast.
An Olympic something gymnast.
I was only a junior Olympic diver, but I coached Olympians for gymnastics.
Okay, see. So.
Just clarification.
Yeah, so that would actually reinforce the stereotype that because usually people of African or African-American descent have... a lot more muscles.
That's where you were going with
athletic
that.
Athletic ability.
Until you said muscles, I'm still going.
They have
like
a lot more muscles
as far as like,
and a lot more dick.
I was still going. Dang it.
Maybe go get some grandpa's cough medicine.
I did. Well, I did.
What's grandpa's cough medicine?
1 year sober.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh. Somebody slap his back.
Don't.
You don't slap Dude. A black man. A black man.
No, you don't. A black man. Dude, I was bitch slapped when I did that. I came up to one of my crew chiefs. He was standing by the tool crib. That's where you get tools from the tool attendant. And he was like the token black crew chief at this place I worked at. What?
His face.
Sorry. I'm just saying, like he was, I don't know, he was just like everybody else. But I didn't realize that, I guess he had like major PTSD from the Navy for some reason. It's not like they do much, but.
It's a bunch of semen.
Because they're actually also called squids. Never mind. Military. Anyways, I went up to him and I was just trying to like scare him. So I put my hands on his shoulders from behind him and I went, rah! He swung right around and like he clothes hanged me, bitch slapped right in the face and I went right down. And he was shaking, like trembling so bad. He was like, don't ever freaking do that again. And he like I stayed away from him for the rest of like the week because he was just so livid, but like you could see in his eyes, like he was scared but also wanted like murder something.
Well, maybe he was on the side of a ship and some sort of guy in scuba gear came over the side and grabbed him and pulled him down into the water.
Oh, because the whole swimming thing.
No, I was just saying because he was in the Navy. Oh, I thought you were
trying to make a stupid joke.
No, because he was in the Navy.
Well, they're taught, you know, like, usually if you're going to be out on a boat, you're taught to swim. Like, you have to be able to swim, I believe. That's how it works. But I also think that maybe he just, because you're in aviation, like, you, if he was a flying crew chief, like, actually on the bird flying during combat or during whatever he was doing, because it was helicopters, he could have seen some crazy shit. Or
I've seen some crazy shit,
dude. You don't even know. Like when I was in Africa, there was people on the side of the road, just children and like normal people, who were just dead or dying, and they had lesions all over their arms and face and like goo like coming out of their arms, like oozing out. They were, a lot of them were chewing on the stuff called cot. It's C-A, I want to say U-T or C-O-U-T, something like that, but it basically turns you into a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this type of weed or whatever, and it's I believe it's imported from somewhere around Russia. It's highly addictive, highly cheap, and so they import it into the bay over there where I was at. And one, it helps, you know, pass the time, it helps suppress your appetite, it literally turns you into such a zombie, but it only lasts for a few hours, and you have to keep chewing on it, your eyes glaze over, and then they're literally just walking around. Like, I was expecting their arms to go up like that, but mm-hmm. they were literally walking around just aimlessly, or just standing there or sitting there chewing like a cow. You know how cows have four stomachs, so they have to they have to continuously keep chewing.
Yeah.
That's how these, like, how these people in that area were. And they were just continuously chewing on this cot. And it was the most scariest thing. I thought it was going to turn into like World War Z, the movie, mm-hmm. where they're all just like, everything's calm for a minute, and then suddenly they're just like running after you, like trying to eat you or bite you or kill you. It was so scary because they were just roaming around like freaking zombies, just either dead, dying, or alive and roaming around like there's
no tomorrow.
Dude, oh my god, it was so insane. And I mean, there's a lot more stupid, scary, weird, crazy shit. Like, there was this little girl. There was this little girl who had two buckets, two empty buckets, like water pails. And she was in the middle of the desert. And a couple of the pilots on my crew landed, and we're just trying to see what was up with her, because she was literally the only one out there. There was no, the closest oasis was,
he's dying,
was miles and miles away from her. So, and she was probably going in the wrong direction anyways. They gave her their water bottles, and because they couldn't really do anything, they can't interfere with, you know, civilian life around there. So they come back and report that. So we found out that they're, I don't know if it's common, but sometimes if you can't like take care of your children, I guess sometimes they might send them off to get water.
Yeah.
And they just don't come back.
Jeez. Not come back at all.
Yeah. I saw like I saw what looked like a 16-year-old really large kid come by and punch this little like 2-year-old. He was probably about 5, but because he was so malnourished, he had like the body of a 2-year-old, because he had a Gatorade bottle. I saw him pick up a trash Gatorade bottle on the side of the road, because there's literally trash everywhere around there, especially along the beach. Tons of trash. And so he picks up the water bottle. It had like maybe a sip of Gatorade in it. The kid came over and punched this kid. He could have just taken the bottle from him. No, he had to punch him. And then picked up the water bottle and took the gulp and, you know, tossed it and just walked on by. And I don't even know where these kids' like parents were, or if they had any parents, or if, I don't know.
Talking about a sick punch, though, can we talk about that SpongeBob tribute?
Oh, okay. What is that?
So what happened was there was a petition for the Super Bowl. So there was an episode of SpongeBob where the band that Squidward had gotten got to play in the Super Bowl, or what they called like the Bubble Bowl, you know, where they actually went up on land and they were in like this giant bubble of water and they played for all these humans. And when Steven Hillenburg passed away, this petition got started to have Sweet Victory, the song that they played when they actually went in the Bubble Bowl and played and like blew Squidward's mind, was created as a way to honor Steven Hillenburg for, you know, shaping a generation or two or three. And so it got like at least 100,000 signatures, if I remember right. And so the Super Bowl was like, yeah, Maroon 5 is going to do this tribute. It'll be great. And they played the first, like, 3 seconds of the song, and then that rapper, I can't even remember his name. What was it? Anyways, he comes in and starts, like, rapping, and everyone was like, where's Sweet Victory? Where's SpongeBob? The hell, this is not what we're promised. So then it turns out that the National Hockey League caught wind of what happened, and they had a game, you know, really close to after that. It was within the week, and they actually, on the Jumbotron, started, like, they changed the hues of the band uniforms from red to green because the team colors, the home team colors were green, and they played the entire montage and had like Sweet Victory on lights going around the ice rink. They played the entire thing, and everyone's like, this is why hockey is better than football. But yeah, and so a lot of people were like super pissed off because they're like, the NFL literally said, yes, we will have a tribute, Maroon 5 and seriously, what was that rapper's name? I don't remember.
Dumbass.
But they were like, yeah, we'll have a SpongeBob tribute, we'll play Sweet Victory, and they played like the first like of it, and then they switched and this rapper came out and was like, yeah, I suck at rapping, yeah, this whole performance is garbage, and everyone was so like, all of the internet was just like quoting SpongeBob, of course, like,
yeah,
you wanted, you know, Krabby the Clown, but instead we got Cheepy the Cheapskate! All those quotes like that. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow, this has just been a dumpster fire of Super Bowl, apparently.
Destroys.
And just the match, and just boom! Which, ironically, a dumpster was started on fire in SpongeBob, too. It's all connected.
No, I'm not going to watch SpongeBob. Like you always try and get me to.
Have you ever seen SpongeBob?
Negative.
Yeah,
that's why usually dumbs. That's why my sense of humor is better than his.
Mine's everlasting.
Twinsies.
Yeah.
Is that why you laugh at my jokes?
What?
Because they're dumb.
Oh, she laughs at my. I make her laugh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So then why does she beat you up all the time?
She's a vicious bully.
I'm a chihuahua.
She just needs something to hit, and she takes it out on me, and I can't
not
hit her
anymore.
Back. Yeah.
Why can't you hit her back?
She's a girl, and I
and
love
my mom
her.
Would kill him.
I'm not going to punch her. I love her.
Oh, well, I hope
hella
not.
That's gay. Yeah, but you flick my face.
Wait,
still. You slapped me today. That hurt.
That's because I did it with my debit card.
No.
Yeah, and you're like, so, girls like money here.
Where?
Is that Mickey D's?
Yeah, we're at McDonald's getting breakfast on the way down here. And he sits there and he takes his debit card and he starts going on my cheek. And I'm like, ow. And he's like, oh, that's your bad cheek. And so he starts slapping the other. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Like, why are you hitting me? He just goes, bitches love money, and this is money.
And it was just talking about it on the radio.
And of course,
she wasn't paying attention. It just said that bitches love money, so I took it out.
That's awesome. The damn thing I'm looking for on our drive.
That reminds me of at this other strip club I was at. the chick had her butt in, I guess, in somebody's face, and, you know, we're all sitting around the, it was like a circular strip dance, whatever. And the chick had her butt, like, in some dude's face, and he went and took a credit card and swiped it through her butt cheeks. And I thought there was going to be, like, some sort of fight or something. She was laughing hysterically, and she turned around and hugged him. And he's like, so did that, like, did that work?
Did I get a transfer of money out, or?
Was there a transaction? I don't know. I just thought it was really funny, because I was, you know, you're, like, watching for, like, an owl, I guess. Waiting, like, trying to see what happens, and I was glad that she has such a good sense of humor, but I don't know, it was just kind of weird, but weird. Douchey and funny.
Don't get any ideas.
I'm not
going, but that's what it reminds
put
me of.
My card in your butt crack.
That is not a tune.
But yeah, so you didn't watch the Super Bowl. You didn't. I didn't.
Did I anyone? Watched the highlights.
Oh, you watched the highlights?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically,
yeah, he was asleep. I've never cared about the Super Bowl, honestly, because, like, I've never really liked football.
Like football.
The only time I, like, liked it was when I was dating a football player, but it was, you know, to support him. You know,
I'm dating a football player.
I did in high school.
That was every girl's dream.
Because you were a cheerleader, too.
I was color guard, bitch. Get it right.
You walked in the wrong time, mister.
There's fire going on.
Redheads.
But, yeah, it seems like the Super Bowl, that was just a trash fire. Like, so yeah, many people were so mad. Of course, my mom's fiance was happy because the Patriots won, and Patriots is, like, his blood.
Patriots are awesome.
He's a bandwagoner.
I'm not responsible for what he says if you're watching this.
So what you're saying is they were mad because the whole SpongeBob thing, or they were just mad because...
They were mad because it was a shitty game.
Well,
with slow scoring, they were mad over SpongeBob.
No, but take it like this. Most people get mad if it's a low scoring game because there's not as much action. Mm-hmm. But you got to understand that it's actually amazing when you can have defense that holds...
Yeah.
Holds a team like that, and you know they made it to the freaking Super Bowl, and it's so weird to call them the Los Angeles Rams because
La Rams.
Well, yes.
I'm not discounting their skill or anything. Like, football's hard. Like, I'd see some of the practices and I'd just be like, "You did what?" But it's like a lot of the people were mad because, like, there wasn't a lot of action. The halftime show was a joke. The commercials are awful. So it's like, nobody was happy with it this year.
Who doesn't get that?
Well, that also does.
That plus, there were other games during the regular season that honestly were ridiculous on just like, oh my God, this is, it's like, I can't believe we've got games like this. So to go from that until the Super Bowl and it just sort of being not, like I said, yes, it was low scoring. Yes, there wasn't a lot that actually happened in the game, but it just sort of felt like, you know, even their playoff games, they're just like, I'm sitting there and dealing with what happened to my Chargers. Okay. It was the fact that, like, there were games that you're sitting there going, like, oh my God, this actually feels like a playoff game, where this Super Bowl didn't feel like a Super Bowl. It just sort of felt like
I think the entire season's been off, though. I haven't heard anything football related. It's like, oh, there's a game tonight. And then nothing until, like, the next game of, oh, the Broncos are going to go against the Rams. Oh, God, it's a game. And then nothing. And then, oh, the Rams won.
I honestly think it's more of a generational thing.
Yeah.
Like, being just on that point, I honestly think that younger generations right now are not nearly as avid with any sports.
Unless it's esports.
I mean, yes, that is rising, but at the same time, there's so much stuff out there. It's like, it's... Where do you want to divide up your attention? Do you want to watch a football game, or do you want to watch more YouTube? Do you want to watch, a rerun of a show, or do you want to watch Netflix? It's like there's so much more content out there.
See, I honestly, I went to my mom's friend's house, took some food, because, you know, they don't care if I just go grab food and leave. Like, that's fine. I visit for a while, you know?
They keep telling me, you need to go get a degree in costuming. And I'm like, I'm going for wildlife conservation. Thanks, though. But I went and I ate some food and I went home and I screamed at Delta for like 10 minutes where we were just like, you know, and then I watched Dragon Ball Z and fell asleep. That was my Super Bowl night.
Yeah. Well, it's like my Super Bowl night seriously was... I was up for the morning for a little bit, kind of helped clean, and then pretty much as soon as the Super Bowl started, since I've got a graveyard job, I just went to sleep and was like,
"Yeah,
if I hear anything about it, I will make sure to go and catch highlights." I still DVR'd the game. Watching back, I was like, oh, I could have just stuck with highlights, and I was more than happy.
DVR.
Yeah, like, that was when I was still working graveyards, mm-hmm. So I was actually working that night, and then once I got home, like, I went to bed, and then I just watched highlights when I woke up, and I was like... Well, it was, you know, still a decent game, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, it's like, and that's the thing, where it's like, it's just sort of rough, because you want to sit there and give the attention that it's like, this is supposed to be the momentous event, and then you get there, and it's like, and... Okay.
Well, but even so, like, I if I'm watching it with people, that's something else, but if it's by myself, I would rather DVR that shit, or... catch the highlights and just get as much as I can out of it, because it was kind of like when I used to watch Dragon Ball Z like crazy, and that's actually how I learned how to draw anime was mm-hmm. I was just telling her that I had a really old TV VHS recorder, like they were stacked on top of each other, and I would record the so it's like, you know, DVR. I would record the Dragon Ball Z whenever it would come on Toonami, and then I would stop and pause it to get past the commercials, because I only had so much time in my day to get homework done, go hang out with friends, take care of my little brother and little sister, like, or, you know, whenever my mom got home, like, you know, then we had a garden to take care of, we had pets, mm-hmm. we had like 80 pets,
yeah,
almost, might as well be, but, like, there was just so much to do, but I would rather, like, DVR the game than have to sit there for, like, the entire time and then, like, you know, go through lame commercials, deal with, you know, and they have so many more commercials because, you know, it's so much money and there's such a bigger audience. And then on top of that, you know, I don't really care for the halftime. That's why I'd go across the street when I was at this apartment and just go gym it and then... But, well, yeah.
Now, that being said, is there anything that you will watch, and this is for everyone, that you will watch live that you're willing to go through, like, okay, you're willing to go through the ads, you're willing to make sure that you're catching the experience of, you know, or, like, if you do have to deal with, like, maybe you can skip through most of the ads, but you want to watch it as it's happening.
Flash season premiere and finale.
Okay. I respect.
skip me.
I don't know anymore, really, because I am just so busy all the time that my time is precious, and like I pay for YouTube Red, like mm-hmm. or the premium, whatever you want to call it, and I don't care for like listening to commercials because I get so much out of. Like listen to YouTube to where I'm like trying to get information, I'm trying to like learn stuff from it, or I'm just trying to keep up with, you know,
the stuff whatever. That you like.
Yeah, and I would even speed, I like the speed up button because mm-hmm. some people just talk too slow, or I can, you know, get to the next video, get to the next information. We're in this era of
technological.
Oh my goodness. It's we're just getting so much information thrown at us, and it goes back to what you were saying before, is like we have so much to distract ourselves with, mm-hmm. and which is basically what life is, just distractions. But we have so much to distract ourselves with over.
He's staring at me again.
I'm a distraction.
Dude, you stare at people too. Wow, your face just twitched.
Color out.
That was weird.
Twitch. It was like my whole face. Or?
You like looked at me, stared for like 2 seconds, and then this whole part of your face went like it wasn't like a quick, but it was like anyways, so it goes back to what you were saying about how we're getting so much to distract ourselves. Like, how can the newest generation keep up with sports when even they see their parents taking advantage of all the information and they're not like reinforcing, you know, sports onto their children?
Odds are it'll just go where it's even more segmented than it is now, where if a kid likes sports, he'll be the one who wants sports, but yeah. It's not good.
Do you just want to sit out of this episode?
I might have to. Anyway, if that person's into sports, they'll actually stick with sports, but it won't be this cultural phenomenon, you know. Some areas might still be, you know, like, oh, we are all about the football.
Especially in Boston.
Boston's more baseball, though.
It's both.
Even the Celtics.
Yeah, it's like, it's all walks of life, all sports.
Dude, and you could definitely tell in that town when they have any of their teams lose a game, the whole town is just like depressed.
Well, like think about it right now, how good Boston must feel when it's like you've got the Patriots coming back with the win. You've got Red Sox?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they won World Series.
Yep.
So now it's Celtics coming around. If all of a sudden they win it, you've got it. Doggone it! You've got one town that basically is sitting on three championships.
Yeah.
So, I'll let you finish. I actually read this Q&A that when the Statue of Liberty was being presented, like, you know,
when we got it from the French.
No. New York? No, when they were trying to decide where to put the Statue of Liberty, because it wasn't Eiffel. It was... Anyways, he'd like scoured the entire coast just trying to figure out where to find it. Like, he was thinking LA, Oregon, all that. And it finally came down to New York, Boston, and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And Boston had actually lobbied for it, saying, hey, we want the Statue of Liberty. Because New York was kind of like, we could, but it's not really that cool. Like, you know. And then Boston's like, hey, we want it in our harbor. And New York said, no, you didn't. And lobbied for it and got it.
I didn't hear about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I just read it up on that. It's like, wow. That is such a New Yorker thing, because you know how New York and Boston hate each other.
I'm a West Coast kid, so I'm just about...
Yeah.
So. Well, apparently now you're on the East Coast.
Just... Well, honestly, that's like one of my...
When you edit your own brain.
Well, no, I just, you know, searching that whole coast, L.A., Oregon... I'm like, it's the wrong side of the country.
I'm so confused about your brain right now.
Hey, Brandon.
Just go back 5 minutes and you'll hear.
Brandon. No. No.
It's like, that's not what she meant.
But no, it's like, she's one of my top three favorite landmarks in the entire U.S., and so I was, like, super thrilled going to visit her. And I actually, I was talking to one of the park rangers, though. And he said, because we were talking, and he's like, so what do you want to go to school for? Like, you in school? And I'm like, well, not really, but I want to go into wildlife conservation rehabilitation, but just something conservation. And he's like, well, if you wanted to get into, like, wildlife or, like, you know, topographical stuff, national landmarks, between now to the next 5 years is actually the time to do it, because they estimate that in the next 5 years, about 50% of the workforce will retire out, which will like super increase being able to move up and into your standings and all that stuff. Because I was asking him, I'm like,
how many years?
Between like now to 5 years from now. And so he's like, if you want to get into it now. And in 5 years, you'll probably be able to move up to a CEO or something like that. Yeah. Whereas before, people would be sitting on it and being like, mine, you know? And I was like, hell yeah, more motivation. Just where's the fucking money?
Have you started?
No. I want to. I've been trying to figure out, if, like, I want to go into wildlife, but at the same time, I really do enjoy
like national landmarks and stuff like that. So it's like if I ever moved to like Boston, I would definitely, because I love Boston.
You would definitely would fit in there.
Oh yeah. Well, I went there. My grandparents, Scott, my mom and I, when I graduated high school, they decided to send us to Boston. I mean, I was freaking losing my mind. I sailed a flag over the USS Constitution. I was like, I love America, you know, but I love the Revolutionary War history of America. Yes. Like, it's incredible. And I just was like super happy there, and I was like looking around. I'm like, oh my god, history and modern. This is
everything. It's like, insane when you go up to New England and you see so much history. You're like, oh my god, this is America.
That John Hancock's gravestone is a giant penis because his descendants thought it would be freaking hilarious because Hancock. So it is literally a giant phallic headstone that's probably about 20 feet tall.
What?
And it's surrounded by apartments. His descendant, I don't remember if it was like his sons or his grandsons or something like that. They were like, ha, 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 Hancock, let's do it. So his grave, I have pictures. His grave is a massive dick.
Oh my goodness.
But he had that sense of humor, though, in life. So
now, is it limp or erect?
No, man. It's for 20 feet up still. Yeah.
There's people on this podcast that have the right organ appendage. I don't think my family would ever, in my death, go, you know what he wants? Penis statue.
Or a pecker statue.
Yeah, see, in your case, pecker would work, but
my mom
would be a Watson statue.
See, when I saw it, my mom was, of course, doing that 50-year-old suburban, like, kind of laugh, you know? Whereas I was just like, that's fucking incredible! I want to be related to him. So,
you could take his last name.
I don't want to be a peck. I just want to insinuate the joke. But
sacrifice comes reward.
Comes reward. But anyways, yeah. So he said, yeah, because going to like work in landmarks and stuff could be really cool too. Like, you know, actually working in the harbor where they dumped the tea, work in the USS Constitution, you know, one of the destinations on the Freedom Trail, I would be like, hell yeah, that'd be fun. And so we were just talking, he's like, yeah, no, they're expecting it to, you know, but he was saying that the Lady Liberty was the only currently funded state park in the entire U.S. during the shutdown. It was like the last one because the federal government backed out and New York was like, no, this is a tourist attraction, so they funded to keep it open. I was like, that's really cool, actually. Yeah. So, I mean, they still weren't getting paid, but they kept it open. It's cult's balls. Don't go to New England in the winter.
No. No. Anywhere on the East Coast right now is stupid cold.
But did I stay up on deck, on the top deck of the ferry and chase all the birds? You bet your ass I did.
So much like you.
Seagulls!
Pigeons! Stars! I don't understand that. Night walkers or gingers or day walkers, whatever you want to call them, they're cold blooded, so they could internally warm themselves when they don't have to harbor soul.
That's why I always like sitting under heated blankets or in the sunlight, is because I need that damn heat. I'm like a freaking lizard.
Or snuggling up to me
and putting my cold feet on his knees and making him go.
I have the tickle noise that he makes on recording.
Oh my god, do you?
Yes.
It's been on.
Fine.
So we. Oh wait, oh, it's on the last podcast. Lost Founders podcast that sounds like a woodpecker.
Let's get it.
No, my laugh. Stop. But we hit our goal.
We did. Speaking of all of our productions, yes, we most definitely hit our Patreon goal. So thank you to everyone that has not only supported us in the past, but also a lot of the new people that have signed on.
Thank you.
Oh my god, it updated, so now it looks completely different. I'm trying to sit over here and actually get like everyone's names because I would like to read those, but it's. They changed their interface, so I don't know how to do that. I'm dying.
Do you want me to do it?
No, it's all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's only pulling up some people. So.
Can you speak?
Not at
all. Rough.
Anyway, so yes, regardless, I want to still, it's like, I definitely want to go and thank everyone that has signed on recently for that. I really am curious to see how people start, you know, like, seeing their prizes or their rewards and stuff like that, since I believe some of the first people should have gotten it today as we're recording this.
Nice.
So I'm really looking forward to that. But again, thank you guys so much for that. Because we finally hit our first goal, we are going to be doing an appreciation stream. I really don't have
a live stream.
Yes.
8 hours.
In eight.
Nonstop.
Oh. A pass.
Appreciate stream.
And that's why we have Carly.
Woohoo! I'm contributing to the company. Ow, my hip pop.
So,
yeah. How does it feel?
It's weird because when my hips pop, they pop. Like, you know the sound porcelain makes when it shifts and it's that little, like, noise?
No.
What? I like porcelain dolls, okay? And porcelain moves.
I thought you were going to talk about toilet seat or something.
No, but like when porcelain moves weird, porcelain it makes throat. This little like kind of noise. And that's like the exact noise my hips make. And it's funny because my mom, when I was a baby, would always call me a little porcelain doll. Because apparently I just looked so fucking fake.
Like, I'd don't be laying she still?
There, yeah, but I mean like I'd be laying there, she'd be holding me and I'd be like out in her arms. And they're like, oh my God, what a cute little doll. And she'd be like, no, it's real, look.
Well, if you clue into the stream, you're not gonna get porcelain dolls.
Oh my god! Porcelain dolls. Sorry.
But you will be getting, like I said, it is gonna be an 8-hour live stream. We will be doing games that we will be playing, as well as we're gonna have on a couple of different guests, and be doing some giveaways, which we're really looking forward to. So, you guys freak me out. Thank you.
You can do this.
Anyways.
I don't want to get shot.
So, you won't need to be signed on to our Patreon to watch it. But if you want to be able to get in on the giveaways, which, really looking forward to that. We've got gift cards. We've got a foam and Warbla bundle pack. And I think there's actually going to be something else with that. I think that's what Sammy was saying. So, yeah.
What about
figuring
the...
out that this week. We've got the makeup kit, which at first I thought was only going to be like $70 worth of value, but is quickly increasing. I'm forgetting something.
There's other stuff that we haven't announced.
So, yeah, like I'm really looking forward to that. You'll only be able to go and get those, or participate in the giveaways if you're signed on through the Patreon, so...
How many entries do they get?
Okay, so if you're at the $1 tier, you have one entry.
Right.
$5 tier, two entries. And $10 tier?
Three.
So, yes.
Yee.
When is that?
I'm coughing and dying.
Yeah, you know, that's why I'm asking.
You do it as soon as I'm coughing, too.
February 23rd. 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
2:06 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
On the 23rd
of February. That's the second month of 2019.
Good job, Brandon. Yeah. I did not know that he could count that high.
Holy cannoli.
Well, I only look out for number one.
Well, dude, he was reading...
I don't even need to know.
Carolina.
Oh, my back and my shoulder crack.
We're talking about red versus blue.
When aren't we?
Always.
No, I was just saying, like, my ego is me number one.
Bye.
But me being your girlfriend, you're automatically subjected to being number two.
Poo. So let's talk about what you get with Patreon.
Patrona.
Patron.
So with numero uno tiro... You get access to the live stream, which happens every other Saturday. And so that's usually 2 weeks before the episode's actually released. You have access to Do You Even Nerd Bra, which is a podcast with Adam Bomb Body and Stefan.
her name's Jasmine, and she's like a really awesome like bodybuilding cosplayer. She's super cool and like really pretty. I just actually just designed like a picture of him and or her and Stefan together. So I don't know if they do the live stream, but it is access to just the Do You Even Nerd Bra podcast.
It's once a month.
Okay. And then with us, also during the live stream, we're going to be implementing to where you guys can interact with us. And
did you just fart?
It's just and then also you get a are we doing the shout? Are we still doing the
shout outs? Yeah.
Shout outs.
Well, yeah, we do that every podcast. Of course, yeah. Well, we've got new ones. If he brings it up, it's going weird for him. So probably when he comes back, he'll bring it up.
If he comes back.
If he comes back.
If he comes back. And then there's the $5 tier, which you get the same as the $1 tier, but you get a sticker, a monthly sticker.
Yeah, customized mummy. It's going to be like a themed member of each person or persons of the Cracked Brain group. Yeah, we're wrapping up.
And then the one that just got sent out was Carly and I.
And Delta.
Yeah.
And Delta.
Yeah. So on their shirt it says Cooer Crew because there was a time where Carly... She's a bundle of fury. And the only way we were trying to figure out how to calm her down. So we were trying to tell Brandon to coo at her like a bird, but all he said was, "You coo like a walrus." I drew her dressed up as like a Christmas elf, and he has like the Christmas hat on, and he has a shirt that says Cooer Crew, and him and her bird Delta are cooing at her, and she's all grumpy. And then so you get all the other benefits of tier dollar uno, and plus the sticker, and then. And they actually looked really awesome. I like had a tear because I've never imagined like my artwork in like that like upper status of
being distributed.
Like, yeah, well, not just distributed, but that's like the kind of stuff I see down like Artist Alley in like Comic-Con and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I buy from other artists, but it's just really cool to like see my stuff being like distributed to other people, and it's just amazing.
Well, if CB ever gets booths at cons, you know, you have that.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so excited because, like, we were talking about how, like, maybe during, like, even Level Up or PopCon or something.
PopCon, maybe.
If we do have a booth, or I don't know if we could have any other sort of setup, but possible way for people to get, like, custom chibi sketches or even, like, colored.
Well, the artwork, well, again, with the $10 tier, you also get a monthly
print
and the customizable chibi.
Customizable chibi.
And the CB store is now back up.
Yeah, and
so you can actually purchase the previous
months
artworks,
prints, yeah.
Prints, stickers. It's going to cost a little bit more because you're buying it from the site and you're not getting it from the Patreon. That's also another benefit. You get it as it's released and you get it cheaper. Yeah,
and that's also with the $5 tier. You do get that customized monthly print also made by me, which will be a themed, such as like the one that was just sent out for...
Is this us looking at the computer and I'm being terrorized by Delta?
What?
That one, yeah.
No, the most recent print that has been shipped out is, I'm sorry, yeah. You're being terrorized by Delta, my bad, the bird. And it's like Christmas themed, so the next one is going to be Zodiac sign themed.
Chinese Zodiac,
my bad. And that's going to be really cool because I'm still working on it.
Yeah, we're going to find out what Ray's Chinese Zodiac is.
Maybe. And then the next sticker is of a Sammy who is like number two in the crack brand group, like in
T-Mom.
Yeah, T-Mom. So
Mom! Mom!
So she's the organizer and the planner and like
keeping kids in check.
Yeah, no. The drama like squisher or something. And I have I drew her in the sticker while she's making her Yoko from the
Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann anime, and she rocked that cosplay, rocked it, and we have her like, you know, tights falling down, shoes unlaced. She's like carrying some cosplay stuff and some foam and like a hot glue gun. And I almost wanted to put like the hot glue coming out, but that would look really bad because it's right next to her like red boob. And that'd be like a little too.
That's how we sell.
The prints. Well, I already have like.
Sorry, Sammy, you've become a sex object for CB.
Well, she. Oh, she's got the pregnant boobs, so might as well. But
I have no boobs, but I have a charming smile,
and you have a nice butt. Well, in the little elf sticker I drew of you, I made sure to put that buttage in there, a little hippage. But yeah, so
that might be gone soon, actually.
So we're gonna have I'm gonna try and design some more stickers also for the store that aren't going to be in Patreon. They're just going to be just extra stickers, probably like us in our like favorite cosplays, or if you guys have any suggestions that
you know
like
what you draw us in.
Of course, I already have something coming for you guys. It's just I'm so
backlogged.
Yeah. She's especially busy. Yeah, because like busy. I go to school full time. I just quit my full time job. So insane. But I'm trying to free up more time so I could get all the artwork out faster and get our stuff for Patreon ramping up, and as well as, you know, just everything else.
Let me see if I can find the Patreon subscribers.
Oh, yeah, so for, yeah, just to reiterate, the $10 tier of the Patreon, you get a customized sticker, a customized chibi of your choosing. Either, it could even be anime, if you don't like chibi, it could be of you or your pet, you and your pet, or of a friend, a family member, or a fan art that you prefer. So once you get into the $10 tier, I'll send out an email to you and we'll collaborate in order to find you the best cool customized chibi of your liking. So yeah.
Yeah. Also, I guess you have access to the Crack Brain Discord channel.
Oh, that's right. So starting in the in all the tiers, starting with the number one or the dollar tier, you get access to the group only Crack Brain Discord server, and we're trying to think of other ideas for more stuff. So yeah, if you guys want to support us, you guys can a little bit more, maybe share some of this stuff, or you know, we appreciate everything you guys do for us.
Thank you.
Honestly, it's amazing just to even have like this setup and just being able to be in this group with you guys. Woo-hoo. I really cannot wait.
And running into the accidental fan.
Okay, that one time.
I remember one time. God damn it, we were thinking the same thing.
Yeah, this one time. Well, last story, and then we'll end it. But I sent a picture to the group, and I said, "Hey guys, I ran into a fan or a bunch of fans," and I took a picture, and I was in the fan aisle at Target.
Because he got us all hyped up, like, "What? What people know us?" But then it's just a bunch of fans, and we were just like,
"So dad jokes."
Well,
you know what makes a You know what makes a joke a dad joke?
When it becomes a parent.
With that, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button.
I have to think for a second because usually I do the YouTube. It's like, that's what I do.
You do.
Thank you guys for the Patreons. Go ahead and tune in to next week's episode. And go ahead and make sure to catch the Kawaii Cast episode, that which is on Fridays. Right. So last episode I listened to of, you know, of this recording was Castlevania. It's quite funny.
Dude, that was a good anime.
That was a good one.
I haven't watched it yet.
All right. Thank you guys.
We
catch
love y'all
later.
Thank you.